Way down in Missouri, when I heard this lullaby, while the stars were blinking and the moon was shining high.
Welcome to Shoreline, Missouri, the history of Missouri, one county at a time. We are in Gentry County, Missouri, in the Great Northwest. I guess we're close enough to we'd call it the Great Northwest. In Northwest Missouri here in Albany, on a terrifically cool winter day. You get a good little breeze coming out down here. And we are at the historic courthouse, one of the most beautiful places you're going to find in all of North Missouri. And we got very nice hospitality from Carol Riedlinger, the county clerk. Ma'am, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Larry Wilson, the commissioner here, thank you for having us, sir.
You bet, anytime.
And the presiding commissioner, Mike Sager, thank you for making the time to visit with us.
Thank you very much for coming to Gentry County.
Well, here we are in Gentry County, formed February 12, 1841, the 78th county form, 492 square miles here in Northwest Missouri, named after Colonel Richard Gentry, who died in the Seminole War. I notice you have a beautiful portrait out in the hallway here in the courthouse. That you can tell that was done a long time ago by somebody who knew what they were doing.
Right. We have a lot of history hanging up out in our court hallway.
Now, tell me, if somebody comes up here, goes on a day trip, if you go on a road trip in North Missouri, you're going to want to come see this courthouse and this library. Let's talk about the courthouse. You come in, they're the main hallway corridor here, and I've seen you have just flooded it with pictures. And how does that, if somebody has a loved one or something, an old photograph, do they come and bring it to you and you put them up, or how does that work?
Yes, they'll bring them in and ask if they can put them up in the hallway. We have pictures of the early settlers. We have pictures of people important in the organizations in Gentry County. You'll notice we've got a picture of Homer Summa. He was a American League baseball player, and he was from Gentry County. And
I thought it was really neat because, you know, you go into certain courthouses, you'll see a picture of the governor, or there's always a Harry Truman picture with a bunch of Missouri stuff around him that's in almost every courthouse you go into somewhere. It may be in a back office or somewhere. Pardon me, but I love how when you walk in here, you see folks that, you know, my assumption is that you might not think to put those photographs up, but it gives you a real picture of what folks' life has been like here. I think that's really a tremendous way to preserve things. That's a cool idea. Other places aren't thinking about doing that. There's a cool story about Richard Gentry. He was obviously he fought for the United States and ended up down in the Seminole War at the Battle of Okeechobee. He died. There was a great story I read about it, and it said there was a Dr. William Duncan, and he was the doctor here, and he went through and a doctor where Colonel Gentry was leaving from, I guess around Columbia, and he went to see him before he left, and he goes, you know, it's not even going to matter because I know that if you go into battle, you won't come home. And maybe it got in his head, I don't know, but sure enough, he never made it back. And kind of interesting story about a person that served. You forget now about how, especially as you get into Western Missouri, the fights with the Indians were very brutal and very bloody and really took a ton of a lot of the preparation laying out of town. Early on, we're around a fort because there was a lot of raids and things, and that level of warfare seems a long way off today, but really not all that far off, you know. There, I read here where in 1834, Isaac Tobias, Miller, William Morton, John Robbins, they settled here at Grinwell Ford. Is that about where the first settlements were?
Yep. Yes, it was.
Now, we're here in Albany. We're in about the middle part of the county, right? Where would Grinwell Ford be?
Be south, basically 4 miles south and just a little bit west.
Now, I'm from the Boot Hill. We call a ford basically a shallow part in the creek where you can cross. Is there a creek now, Grinwell?
Yes, it's Grand River. It comes down from the north.
I think we went over a bridge that crossed Grand River about 7 times on the way here.
Sure.
It seems like no matter how, we were crossing that thing the whole way up.
Kind of like a snake.
Yeah. They talked about how the first commissions were settled, and the first county court was held in Sanders.
It was named after, and it was held in the Sanders. The post office was in the Sanders house, and then the first court was held there. Met on May 5th of 1845.
And it took them a little while to put up the they had obviously the great part about Missouri. is there's always a fight over the county seats. Mm-hmm. When they put together the county, you'd have people that would try to throw elections. You'd have people that try to cut the county different. Some counties were made because somebody wanted to move the county seat, and they would just give them that part of the county to a different county. Here, though, it looks like they had it pretty well situated in the middle. They wanted the middle of the county. And you'll see that especially the state legislature passed a law in like 1840 that suggested counties put the county seat half a day's ride from anywhere in the county so you could come and pay your taxes and go home. So it had to be somewhat in the middle. But it says here that when they first decided this was the county seat, it was named Athens, right?
Yes.
And I've still seen Athens around town a little bit. A restaurant named Athens or something to that effect, right?
One of our townships, we're a township county, and one of our townships is named Athens. But in 1857, they changed the name of the town to Albany.
So it was actually Athens for the first almost 15 years, mm-hmm. a little more, since it was plotted out. You can't come through here without seeing this courthouse and how pretty it is. It is truly something that, you know, some counties have a more bland courthouse. Some of them got in those WPA projects, or, mm-hmm. you know, they burned. And it's like Ron Richard always said about the state capitol. If it burned down and you rebuilt the current state capitol, you'd never serve in it. People would throw you out. This is a tremendous building. It says in 1845 they built the first one, a 24 by 20 log courthouse. They got it for $295. Mm-hmm. Then they built another one, 60 by 45, in 1855 for $6,000. And then in 1885, they built what I believe the courthouse we have now, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The first two actually burned down. There's a reason they had to rebuild them.
Just lighten it? Or
wood heat. Yep. Wood heat. Uh-huh. Yep. Coal, wood heat.
And the second one was destroyed in a massive windstorm.
Oh, wow.
And they moved the records, and then those were lost in a fire.
I've noticed up here y'all have a little bit of wind.
Just a little.
Yeah. I'm from the hills down south of Missouri, and it kind of breaks that wind up a little bit. There ain't much that's going to break up the wind here.
No. Another thing you might recognize or see out in the hallway, we actually have a map of all the cemeteries throughout the county.
Oh, yeah.
It actually tells you the name of them and where they're at.
We come up from the south coming here, and I saw a beautiful white church with looked like a cemetery with a lot of really tall headstones, and they're really well done coming up from the south. There was a... Mm-hmm. It wasn't a normal cemetery. The way the headstones were done, almost mausoleums, you know, it's just really pretty. And it was right on top of a hill, so you could see it for a long mm-hmm. ways off. I always like to take a moment and thank our sponsors, the Missouri Association of Electric Cooperatives, Missouri Association of Counties, and the Missouri Farm Bureau for letting us come to places like Gentry County and talk about the history. Commissioner Sager, how'd you come to live in Gentry County?
My great-grandfather came down here from... Wilcott, Iowa. Him and seven brothers came down to cut wood, and that's how we ended up in Gentry County. They homesteaded on 240 acres.
Well, my grandfather would always find the day, and he would wait till it was about this cold and windy, and that'd be the day we was going to cut wood.
Yeah.
It would either be hot as you can imagine, or it would be cold. We never cut wood on like a 70-degree day. We cut wood on a 95-degree day or a 15-degree day. That's the chainsaw didn't work in moderate temperatures. I don't know. But Commissioner Wilson, how did you come to live here in Gentry County?
Actually, my family came from Virginia, and my grandfather was actually the township assessor in this town for I don't know exactly how many years, until the Depression hit. His biggest deal was, at that time, he took everybody by the word, and he took checks on people. Well, when the Depression hit, those checks wasn't any good, so he had to make them good, so that's when he kind of went bankrupt, and that's kind of started... Our family stayed around here, but that's kind of an interesting tale of his history anyway.
In county government, a lot of it was based up until relatively recently on if you were the collector, it was your bond. And mm-hmm. it was you. Was, if the yep. money was short, it was on you. And
that's,
mm-hmm. it's interesting. Wyatt Earp was the sheriff down in Barton County in a town there. And he was the sheriff at the time would go collect. If you were behind on your taxes, he'd be the one that come and collect it from you. Well, the thought that Wyatt Earp left town because he was short on his accounts and he was going to have to make it up out of his own, well, Wyatt Earp all of a sudden was in Tombstone for long. And, you know, he's out of town.
They used to have what they called around here honey wars also.
Yep.
Honey was very valuable back years ago, and that's how they paid some of their taxes and whatever. But
just bartered it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Used honey.
Ms. Rielinger, how'd your family come to live here in Gentry County?
Well, I grew up over in a neighboring county, and when I got married, my husband farmed in Gentry County, and his family came over from Germany, and that's where we've stayed.
That's interesting. So your husband actually came from Germany, or his family did?
His family did.
Okay, yeah. As a lot of this area looks like it was settled by, right after there was a time in Germany when it wasn't that great to live there, folks flooded in, and this is, they had settled all the way up the river, so they kind of, a lot of the German communities are ones that are all forks of the main rivers. It's an interesting place. You can kind of, and you can tell by the architecture. If you drive around town here, I've noticed, you can tell there's a lot of that German influence in how things were built, you know. It's always, I find it interesting to talk about the Civil War. There's always a couple things that mark every county in Missouri, and the Civil War was no different here. It didn't look like there was just a ton of conflicts here in Gentry County, but there was when General Lyon sent out the order to raise a Missouri Home Guard. Interesting, an abnormal number of people in Gentry County signed up, and over 100 people signed up for it. But he had them basically guard the railroad line. There was the Hannibal to St. Joseph railroad line that they needed to move supplies around, and so most of the what they did was just guard that from bushwhackers and southern people trying to sabotage that line. However, one of the most interesting pieces of the entire war, one of the most significant parts of the war in Missouri, the most noted bushwhacker, maybe Paul Quantrill runs him a little race for his money. But Bloody Bill Anderson had just done part of what I guess the Centralia Raid or Centralia Massacre, however you want to call it, and he was coming back up north and was ambushed by a group of Union soldiers and killed. And I kind of reading about him before I came up here, he was at first a Jayhawker. He was a very ardent anti-slavery person, but the federal government was very heavy-handed in western Missouri. Ended up getting into a conflict with his father that ended up that his father was killed. It turned Bill Anderson from a Jayhawker to a bushwhacker overnight, and he killed, they said, well over 24 people, federal soldiers, and robbed and stole and burnt. But he ended up meeting his doom. Now, it said it was outside Albany. Do they say about where that was?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know.
They said they ambushed him right outside of town on the road coming to Albany. So interesting, but that was once he was dead, a lot of the resistance in North Missouri was over. That was kind of the last. He was the main force behind it, and that was kind of the end of it for a lot of people in Northern Missouri. When you talk about the Civil War here, what would they say? This is a Union county, a Confederate county, a leave us alone county. You know,
they called it a border county because we had our. Early settlers were from Kentucky and Tennessee, but we also had some from Pennsylvania and Ohio. Mm-hmm. And so we had both sides.
Well, generally, it was if you had a German community was pro-Union. Mm-hmm. And you'd have folks that they come up from Kentucky and Tennessee, they were generally pro-South. But the German communities along the route generally were pro-Union because they'd never, slavery was not a concept they'd ever encountered. It was an interesting thing about St. Louis probably would have been a Confederate area if not for the heavy German influence there. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about some of the more notable folks that have lived here in Gentry County and talk about the county today. But first, I want to thank our sponsors. Missouri Association of Counties, the Missouri Association of Electric Co-ops, and the Missouri Farm Bureau let us come and talk about the history of the state that we all enjoy very much. We'll be right back after this.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting, again, or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events, so call your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance agent, or visit MOFBinsurance.com to find an agent near you, and we'll make sure you have the right coverage for each of life's wins.
Welcome back to Show Missouri, History of Missouri, one county at a time. Today we are in Gentry County, Missouri, in Albany, in northwest Missouri. And we are here at this beautiful, old, well-maintained county courthouse with Carol Riedlinger. Am I saying that right?
Riedlinger.
Riedlinger. Fellow German, so I got to get that right. The county clerk, Commissioner Larry Wilson, thank you for sticking with us, sir.
Sure. My pleasure.
Commissioner Mike Sager, thank you for this hospitality. I like how you kept the people forget they called these county courts back in the day because they administered the county, but there also was a county court where you might go to jail, but there was also a county court where you'd actually come, and they called it the court where they made the decision for the county. I like how you kind of kept that style. It has a little bit of a courtroom feel to it with the big bench and the pews there. It looks very nice. We're just talking about, Commissioner, you were talking about some of the work's done. There's a tremendous, you'll see a picture of it if you look on the story we'll do about this show, but there's a big clock tower, and it is like the focal point of the courthouse. You were saying, like, last year, in a couple of years, you had to do some work to keep that sewn together, right?
Yes. Basically, it was trying to come apart from the rest of the building, and we actually found a grant that was available to fix it, and we ended up spending $80,000 to get that bell tower put back next to the building like it's supposed to have been. And I think that grant paid for like $45,000 or $50,000 of it.
Wow.
Which is amazing, but the 1885 building, it always has to have some type of maintenance done on it, or needs to at least every year, tuck point and whatever. Yeah. Main thing is just to keep the moisture away, and with the ground freezing and thawing and everything else, we've had a pretty wet year this year, so luckily we haven't had very much maintenance that has to be done to it, but you never know from year to year on
a building
like that. Well, the
wind picks
up
a little bit around here.
Yeah, it does.
But I tell you, though, it's got to be, I mean, to me, when you have a building like this that, you know, I'm sure some pay more than others, but everybody pays a little bit toward it. It's truly a community thing. It looks like the way you have the grounds on it is a source of pride for the community. It is something that you can identify with as a community, and I'm sure the maintenance is quite a bit, but, boy, you just hate to lose a building like this and build some square box office thing, and it just ain't the same, you know?
Right.
Has a feeling of community when you walk into a place like this. It's something to be proud of.
And the integrity of the building. We could not get that kind of integrity in a new building.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's talk about some of the notable folks that have hailed from Gentry County. I didn't know Roger Worley. Now the Pro Bowl, or the Hall of Fame player for the old St. Louis Cardinals, was from King City. Is that right?
Yes, south of here, about 13 miles or so.
And then folks that'll listen to this will recognize the name Spainhauer from Stanbury, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where would be Stanbury be from here in Albany?
He's west on 136, 12 miles.
So he was a pilot. I guess he's not contemporary anymore. It's been long enough. I know he recently passed, but that's got to be a point of pride if somebody that's in that's succeeded in politics at that level. I mean, he was state treasurer, pretty high up in it, and then ran some colleges.
Mm-hmm.
I always think that's when you have I'm from a small county myself, and when you see somebody succeed like that and become that notable, I think it changes what you think is possible about things. You know what I mean? Who else from? Is there somebody we're overlooking that hailed from Gentry County?
Brigadier General Roger Combs.
Now, whereabouts was he from?
He was from King City.
Mm-hmm.
When he retired, after he retired from the military, he served as our prosecuting attorney for a time, and then he served as our associate judge.
Wow.
And
that is being a general. That's amazing. That's. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody, unless they've been around that life for an extended period of time, can understand the kind of person you have to be and the work you put in to raise to that. That's an amazing accomplishment.
He was actually even buried in Arlington Cemetery.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just recently within a few months.
Well, tell me one of the real treasures, I think, in North Missouri, and it's a great story, and I'd prefer you to tell it, is how there's a library here that's called Carnegie Library. That name might stick out a little bit. What's the story behind how that library came to be?
Well, the story I know of, anyway, was Carnegie. They built several libraries throughout the state, and I don't remember what the qualifications were for you to actually have a Carnegie here, but that's the reason we got it, because we didn't have a library.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the qualifications you had to achieve to get that brought here, but I can't even tell you how long it's been here, to tell you the truth.
Goes back to about 1910, I guess, early part of last century.
Mm-hmm.
And what I read was there was a group of folks that it was publicized that the Carnegie folks would give you $10,000, which was generally what it would cost to get you started, get you pretty well on the way. And they wanted to build them in communities that didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of the how much polish you put on it. And so a group of people traveled from here out to Pittsburgh and made a huge pitch and it's not like there wasn't plenty of other towns that didn't have a library, but they were able to, because of the architecture and things and the plans they had for it, they kind of won them over. And it ended up being a little over budget, and so the Carnegie folks ended up putting a little bit extra in to make sure the costs were covered. But that's how that library, which mm-hmm. is very beautiful, and is it got to be a point of pride.
It is. Mm-hmm.
You know, and having that name on it, you might drive down and hang a left off the road there and be like, well, that's an odd name for to be in the middle of North Missouri. But that's a neat legacy that gentleman and that family left all over the country, but here in Albany too. Let me talk. There's always the couple other things. We mentioned the railroad before. The thing that changed every county is when the railroad come through. Now, whereabouts is the railroad just run? Now, the 36 runs south of here. What railroad splits is it? They said it was the St. Joseph to Hannibal Railroad?
I believe so.
That would have bisected here. And then the co-ops. Whenever the co-ops brought power to the farms, it changed things. Are you guys on KC Pinella or co-op up here?
We're on co-op.
Mm-hmm. Which co-op serves Gentry County?
United Electric.
Mm-hmm. Now, where's that out of?
Maryville.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then King City is on KCPNL.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can chart the growth of every county in rural Missouri to when the farms got electricity.
That's
changed
right.
Everybody's
mm-hmm.
life. And now it could be that they bring broadband out, which would, I think that for a person, a young person in school right now, the difference between you being able to live your life in a place like Albany where you'd want to live, where your family did, and make a good living, probably will be, can you get internet that'll have you let you have a job that can do that? Mm-hmm. I think that's it'll be a cost, but I mean, I really think that's something that our generation can pass down to kids. Is the internet's going to be a major part of life, no matter how you do it. Everybody's tapped into whether
that's
it's
right.
entertainment, but really for work. And that's something I've never been a big guy on taxes, but I do think that's something our generation can pass down that'll actually make a difference. And be the first time technology has seemed to hurt rural Missouri at every turn. This might be the first time there's a piece of technology that actually helps rural Missouri. Mm-hmm. And it's an exciting time to be alive and get to see almost, it's almost like when they brought power out to the farms. I think it could have the same impact. Let's talk about the businesses. Where do folks, I guess I'm sure agriculture is the biggest industry.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is.
Who are some of the employers here in town, though?
Current employers, we have York International. They make air conditioners. Mm-hmm. We have GHS Factory. They make the paper tube for wrapping paper and
dynamite sticks.
Yeah.
Stuff
all
like
that.
They ship, actually, those tubes go to the diamond mines in Virginia.
Yeah.
It's pretty, so when my pretty kids in a month or so are playing at with the things, they could have came
they
right
out. They could
have.
Because they ship all over. We have a bullet factory, the DRT factory. Mm-hmm. Of course, our hospital is a big employer. And wind farm and hog farms. And the nursing home. We have one nursing home now in the county, but it employs a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about, obviously, in every rural Missouri town, the schools are a big part of it.
Yes.
Sure. What's the schools, what school districts serve here in Gentry County?
We have four school districts that we have students in from the county. We have Albany R3, located here in town, Stanberry R2, in King City R1, and then some of our...
See, I'm an R1 guy, so
okay.
I really like that King City.
Some of our residents go to Pattonsburg R2 school.
Okay.
And we're
now,
really
who's
proud
Albany's
of our
rival?
School.
Who do they play? Who's the big rival when they play in football?
Oh.
Or basketball?
Probably Stanberry.
Stanberry.
Yeah, back and forth. I could see that. I had a buddy that when I played baseball, he was at Twin Rivers and I was at Neelyville, and we hated each other just all through school. And then, you know, we'd play baseball, and I would just, you know, it's lucky I couldn't have killed him, I might have. And then you'd have school, and that we used to talk about that all the time. When I said, that's the first thing we talked about was them days and having the biggest fun. At the time, we would never have talked and joked. But when we got older, we had kids, it was fun to sit and look back on that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You could get back to the railroad. It was actually 1970s when Burlington Northern, when they basically shut down, because I can remember I was in school then, and we got to get out of school and watch the last train go through. Mm-hmm. It was in 1970, and it actually served the MFA elevator down here. Yeah. And I don't know exactly what it did, a lot of elevators throughout Northwest Missouri, but it was kind of a big deal back then. Still is today. It kind of cripples you what you can have brought in sometimes and what you can't.
And that's, we had the Wabash that went through Stanbury. They ran from Moberly to Council Bluffs, and Stanbury was a halfway point. So they had a roundhouse and dormitories for the stopovers, things like that. And then these two railroads actually intersected down at Darlington, which is south of here, probably 6 miles, something like that. They had a cross track where they have to change, which if they was coming from east, west, or north, south. So it was kind of a neat deal.
That's interesting how that's one thing you heard governors. It seems like when somebody becomes governor, it's home to them. How that's the one thing Missouri has is we're in the middle. And the logistics, that's one thing we can offer, and it matters. You know?
And every town had a hotel, of course, for the travelers.
Yeah. I saw some photographs of a couple of hotels here that were really neat back in the day. When the last question I like to ask you, and I always appreciate the chance to be here, here in Gentry County, and I want to, before I ask you, I want to thank our sponsors one last time. The Farm Bureau here in Missouri, advocating for folks to have a rural way of life, electric co-ops throughout the state, and the Missouri Association of Counties let us come and talk about the history of our state, especially in places here like Gentry County, and you get to unearth some things you might not have known before. But I want to ask you, Commissioner Sager, if you had one of your fellow commissioners come up to Gentry County for the day, where would you take them, and what would you have to know about the folks here?
Probably just take them all over, show them the wind farms. I think down by King City, those were the first ones they put in the state down there. That has become a big thing for our area.
And King City has the big gas pump, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep,
yeah.
The big gas pump. Rufus Limp was Mr. King City years ago. He did all that kind of stuff. Here, probably 3 months ago or longer, Gentry County was voted to, or was selected as the number one county in Missouri for safety, cost of living, all that.
Wow.
So we're very proud, of that thing. So,
no doubt.
We're a pretty diverse county. I mean, we have rolling hills, good bottom land, some industries. So.
And you definitely have wind.
And we have wind.
I've seen that, I've seen that firsthand.
Yes.
you'd probably have to keep a short haircut, I think.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do you much.
You never hire anybody who wears a big hat.
Mr. Wilson, if somebody came up to the county, where would you take them here? What would you show them?
Well, I suppose we're probably one of the things would be the hospital. We're very fortunate to have a hospital in a small community like this, 1,800 people, basically our population. And they just recently merged with a bigger hospital in St. Joe, Mosaic, but seems like they're doing real well now. T3, Temperature Industries, the air conditioner place, they ship air conditioners all over the world. And like we mentioned, the paper tube factory, the same thing there. They ship them everywhere. Seem like they're getting bigger and bigger. One unit they have actually down at Temperature Industries, the air conditioner plant, it's a $19 million piece of equipment that actually cuts pieces out and switches them and turns them and everything else. It came from Italy. It's pretty interesting. If a guy ever get a chance to tour that place, they're pretty proud of it. And that's probably some of the biggest achievements that I can think of around this town anyway.
Ma'am, if you had somebody come up, what would you take them here in Gentry County? What would you have to know about the folks that live here?
I'd bring them here to the courthouse. I think it's one of our most beautiful buildings. Along with, I'd like them to see our schools. I'm proud of our schools in the county and our churches. We have some beautiful churches. And I'd want to let them get to know the people in the county.
Yeah.
That's our biggest resource right there.
Well, I want to thank you all for the hospitality and letting us be here and getting a visit about Gentry County. I very much appreciate it. It's really great when you really dig into a county and you get to, a lot of times you can tell, explain why a county is the way it is from its history and things. And I appreciate you all letting us be here in this beautiful courthouse here in Albany. And that's the history of Gentry County. We'll see you next week on Show Missouri.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.